It's time now for the business news with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, second largest energy company, Contact, so it's posted, well, a significant loss in its full year result. What's a significant loss?
Yeah, so look, their full year profit has fallen by nearly two thirds on a year ago. And it's posted a profit of $125 million compared with about $345 million a year before. But look, that profit last year was boosted, really pumped up by a significant one-off asset sale. So maybe you've got to take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. And the company's saying that this year's struggles were due to volatility in the wholesale electricity market, the rising cost of thermal generation, and also the pandemic. So you've got quite a number of things coming together there. But the company does say that given all this, look, it was a pretty solid result. But I do think it's quite interesting to look forward and look ahead with what some of the noise that Contact is making. And one is obviously the imminent closure, or just the uncertainty about what's going to happen with TY. Look, they're saying that no decision has been made about what's going to happen or when it's going to be closed down, the aluminium smelter, but Contact says the whole country would be a lot better served if the smelter did remain operational for another 5 years. And they said it's not just important for Southland's economy, but they also pointed to the impact it would have on global emissions. Because remember, TY is often talked up about that it's one of the cleanest producers, cleanest aluminium smelters. And they say, look, if this place is shut down, or when it is shut down, there's going to be a void left there, and it's going to have to be filled, and it's probably going to be filled by one of these other companies that, or other smelters that aren't as green or as green as TY.
So why is 5 years the sweet spot then? If they're saying it should have at least 5 years more life, not close down for at least 5 years, have they given a reason for the time frame?
Not necessarily, but I think if we can maybe speculate that, you know, if you think of Southland's economy, it's giving that economy time to maybe prepare, but also with TY that, look, that aluminium smelter does use a significant amount of power. And if it is shut down, it's not as easy just to transfer that power to retail power users like you and I. There has to be some wholesale demand. And that's actually one thing that Contact did mention in this, that the wholesale demand for electricity is actually quite flat at the moment. So look, while we might hope that if TUI is shut down, that there may be a prospect that all this electricity, this abundance of supply may be transferred to us and we may save on our monthly electricity bills, the reality is that probably won't be the case. Like, the way that the market is set up, that while our prices are determined in part by the wholesale market, a lot of it is smoothed over time, so we wouldn't really see too much of a change. And I guess with, you know, we are in the thick of the reporting season now, we're going to see a lot more results from a whole range of companies, but other electricity companies. And it'll be interesting to see that if their results follow a similar sort of pattern as what we've seen today here with Contact.
Okay. Post-lockdown rebound, or what some economists call the sugar rush, that activity appears to have run its course. So is that what businesses are saying, or what are they saying?
So this is the findings from ANZ's preliminary survey of business confidence. And they usually do like a main survey of business confidence at the end of the month, but they like to do this one in the first week of a month to sort of give us a bit of a taste, a flavour, so to say, of what's maybe going on. And as we came out of lockdown, all these indicators that ANZ surveys businesses on, across all of the surveys they did, they were all looking, jumping up, survey after survey. Well, we're now seeing our first sort of significant step backwards. But this was already kind of hinted at with the previous survey we've looked at. But what we've seen is that businesses' confidence about the economic outlook, that's down by 10 points. Businesses' outlook about their own future, down by 8 points. Their intentions to hire more people. Across the board, all these indicators have gone down. And it sort of led to what ANZ was maybe saying. Maybe the last time I spoke about the survey was that, look, that rebound was seen coming out of the lockdown, it has begun to run out of steam. Or maybe it has, in fact, already run out of steam. So I spoke to ANZ's chief economist. They said, look, this was going to happen. They said this economic crisis was going to have three prongs, or three major stages. And that would be the lockdown, that's going to be a significant impact, the closed borders, the impact that's going to have on tourism and international students, and also the global slowdown of global exports. So, look, ANZ said today, the beginning is now over. We're now going to start to see some maybe real indications of what sort of impact this pandemic is going to have on our economy going forward.
Okay, what else has been going on the markets today?
Yeah, well, the NZX Top 50 is up by about a third of a percent, by 37 points to 11,683. The New Zealand dollar is at 66 US cents, 92.2 Australian, and 50.5 British pence. And my beloved gold is actually down $30 since the last time we spoke. And it's fallen down to 2,028 US dollars an ounce. So maybe we're seeing the first signs of a correction there. Who knows? But we'll keep an eye on that going forward throughout the rest of the week.
Okay, we look forward to the next gold report. That's Nicholas Poynton with our business news there.